News and analysis. Nan Rather, CBS News, the White House. Good morning. Vice President Agnew battles to save his reputation. Some background after this.
Oh, I hate moving. The moving man says, lady, your door wasn't made for your piano. For 3 hours at $50 an hour, he says, lady, your door wasn't made for your piano. My head feels like the 1812 overture with cannons and that meatloaf. Oh, this heartburn. I wish I had some Alka-Seltzer. Oh, that Alka-Seltzer would go to work. Oh, my. When I drink it, it would settle my upset stomach and my headache fast. Oh, don't tell me.
Hey, lady, your door wasn't made for your piano.
Oh.
You live in the city and your clothes get gritty. You want them clean, but the dirt is so mean. That's why your closet fab has made the laundry clean.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
This summer, discover how fab with lemon stretch and borax deep cleans and fresh. Even your dirt is washed.
Oh, fab, we fab, this lemon stretch and borax.
Let one thing be perfectly clear. The current troubles of Vice President Spiro Agnew were not caused by the press, and the causes have nothing to do with national security. Whatever the embarrassment, whatever the eventual humiliation, however it all turns out in the end, these troubles, if proved legitimate, were caused by Mr. Agnew himself, or at the very least, persons associated with him. The investigating is being done by a federal district attorney. Mr. Agnew has a position of high public trust, and if anything, more is demanded of him than of other citizens in even the appearance of no wrongdoing. But even after that has been taken into account, it should be kept in mind, for fairness, that the vice president has not been indicted for anything, much less convicted. And he, as with every other citizen, is entitled to a full presumption of innocence, unless and until he is proved guilty. He is entitled to every opportunity to explain his side of the case and to defend himself, his reputation, and his future. All of that having been said, it perhaps also should be noted that, by any objective analysis, people in this country are in no mood to accept any cover-up, or even the appearance of a cover-up. There are various reports from sources who decline use of their names in Maryland and in Washington, indicating that federal officials directly involved in the investigation fear White House pressure, pressure to force the investigation to stop short, pressure to prevent the Agnew case from going to a grand jury. There is no substantive evidence CBS News can find that this is the case. One can only hope that it is not now and will not become fact. According to night newspapers, the federal investigation in Maryland centers around accusations of bribery and conspiracy, some alleged straight payoffs involving federal and state business. These accusations, so far as anyone knows or will say publicly that he knows, have nothing whatever to do with Watergate and related crimes. However, they do not, suffice to say, improve President Nixon's chances of convincing public opinion that his judgment about associates has always been excellent. The overall record, including the investigation of the vice president Mr. Nixon picked, shows, among other things, the following. Mr. Nixon at the 1968 Republican nominating convention said, quote, "If we are to restore order and respect for law in this country, there's one place we're going to begin. We're going to have a new Attorney General of the United States." End of quotation. The Attorney General Mr. Nixon named now is under criminal indictment in the state of New York. The two White House staff aides Mr. Nixon personally picked to be closest to him, to have the most influence, and trusted with the most power, are under investigation by a special prosecutor and several grand juries. The record also shows that when Mr. Nixon picked Mr. Agnew to be his vice presidential running mate, he said he had done so because of Mr. Agnew's record and because Mr. Agnew had what Mr. Nixon called, quote, a special quality. Federal attorneys now are investigating Mr. Agnew. Some or all of these choices by President Nixon for positions of high public trust may not be indicted, much less convicted. It is by no means clear yet whether any or all of them should be forced to face trial, much less convicted. What is obvious, however, is that somebody in high places has been involved in criminal acts, and the president of all people can expect to be held to his statement made early this year, quote, "The only way to attack crime in America is the way crime attacks our people, without pity." End of quotation. Now please, this message.
Hey, hey, sleepyhead, I don't know about you, but for me, a heavy breakfast on a summer morning just doesn't sit right. You want something light and cool and crisp and friendly. Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Cereal fortified with 8 vitamins, with milk, fresh fruit, some toast and juice. That's great taste and nutrition. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. I found my morning. Snap, crackle, pop.
Great taste in the morning. Kellogg's. Great taste in the morning.
Dan Rather, CBS News, the White House. Thank you for joining us on First Line Report from CBS News.